wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Sure and certain. To many it would seem unreal, for these are days of uncertainty and nothing is sure. Were I speaking about international matters, of business prospects, or of moral obligations, then I would be most presumptuous to assert the possibility of one having a positive assurance. But I am speaking of God's salvation. It is a sure salvation. It is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, as the Bible says. That salvation was provided by God himself. It is positively declared in his word, the Bible. Is witnessed to by the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, and will finally bring home to heaven all who certainly possess this sure salvation. In these days of uncertainty, when the strongest things pass away, surely everyone desires something that can be counted on for sure. Neighbor, God's salvation in Christ is the answer to that longing in your heart. You need an anchor for your soul, and Christ is a sure anchor. But these are days when so many hear about God's sure salvation, and they're told to just claim it, and they do. But they are deceived. They miss the vital truth. God's salvation is sure, but are you certain that it is yours? Sure and certain. How wonderful when one does for certain possess God's sure salvation. Even in these days of uncertainty, there are thousands who know of a surety that they do possess God's eternal salvation in Christ. And there are tens of thousands who claim to be saved, but their claim is false and they're self-deceived. And though so great is the difference between the possessor and the pretender, yet they both point to the same Bible text. We will then examine that verse that has given certain assurance to so many real Christians under the Holy Spirit's use of it. But the devil, the great imitator of God, has quoted that same text to give people a false hope. Of all the hypocrites, none are more repulsive than those who boast of knowing they're saved forever, for the Bible says they are, as they quote John 5:24, but they always omit the verse that follows, the experience of which they know nothing. The Lord Jesus said in the next verse, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. While they claim so much, yet their unholy and ungodly lives testify against them. Neighbor, I don't want you to be a pretender, but rather a real Christian with a full assurance of faith and showing by your life that you are the Lord's. Hearken then to these words that God has so wonderfully used and Satan has so destructively abused. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. For many years the devil deceived people by the church, as it was called, and he had his preachers teach that one had to join a church to go to heaven. But God sent his fearless prophets up and down the land, and they blasted that devilish deception, and they showed that no church has ever saved anyone. It's Christ who saves, and Christ alone. So the devil changed his tactics and gives them a Bible text about Christ for them to read, and then to claim salvation because they read that verse. He makes them feel at ease by saying, the Bible is all you have to go by, you know. But such is a nasty denial of God the Holy Spirit and of his work in the hearts of men. I was once at a gathering of many preachers, and one of them got up and shook his big Bible and said, remember, brethren, this is all we have to go by. I jumped up and said, that's our curse. for it denies the Holy Spirit who wrote the Bible. We have the Bible and the Holy Spirit to go by. One without the other will be our ruin. These tens of thousands of pretenders are like the foolish virgins in the Bible. They have a lamp, a Bible, and they can quote a text, but they have no oil within, no evidence of the Holy Spirit's work and His presence in their hearts. As a lamp without oil is worthless, so a Bible text claimed and without a born-again experience by the Holy Spirit leaves one a lost sinner, no matter how loud he may boast of being saved forever. But did our Lord speak to give us a false assurance? Surely not. Let us then carefully consider what He did say. First, he that heareth my word. Primarily, this means His actual words. It means all of them, not just the ones you may like. If you hear His words about heaven, but reject what He said about hell with its everlasting burnings, where men suffer forever for their sins, can you say that you hear His word? And remember, it was Christ who said, I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Have you repented of your sins before God? If not, you have not heard His word. Moreover, the Lord Jesus told us that in our wicked hearts was all manner of filth, from thefts to murder, from evil thoughts to adultery, and from foolishness to blasphemy. Neighbor, if you have never judged yourself as being guilty and have never cried, God be merciful to me, the sinner, then you have not heard His word. But some won't listen to the words of God's Son. Why? Here is the true reason. He said, I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. But whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. His words so expose their sin they won't hear a thing he has to say. Others are so proud of their ancestry. And when Jesus said, I say unto you, ye must be born again, they rebel against His words. His words convince us all of our sin and strip us of our pride. To hear His word is to repent, like Job who cried, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Without this real experience of personal repentance, you have not heard His word. When one does hear His word, it does not drive him from the Lord, but it causes him to seek the Lord and to call upon His name for salvation. While His truth knocks me down, His grace picks me up, thank the Lord. When I fall at His feet as dead in my sins, He lays His pierced hand on me and speaks peace to my soul. I hear His word, His voice. This is the real working of the Holy Spirit of God in the heart. Neighbor, this is what it takes. Don't settle for less. Our Lord spoke in the recorded words of the Old Testament also. One soul will be born again by hearing Him say, write to him, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It was His voice. While another will be convicted and converted by hearing His voice. In these Old Testament words, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Both are His words. And when those written texts become the spoken word of the Lord Jesus to that individual heart, then and only then has He heard His word. Now have you certainly heard His word? Second, and believeth on Him that sent me. Our Lord Jesus came to bring us to God, and not to become a bypass to avoid God. He saves to the uttermost those who come unto God by Him. He first leads us to God in repentance, and then He becomes the way, the truth, and the life to bring us to the Father, to become His children by being born again by the Holy Spirit. Believeth on Him that sent me. My faith is in the God who sent His Son. Where? Into the world to save sinners, and to Calvary to die for my sins. My sins deserved eternal death, but Jesus died for me. Thus brought to God in faith, I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one mediator between God and men, and He has brought me to God. within me, I experience a change of heart. I love God. I love His Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I once rebelled against God as I heard, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind." But now it is so different. Jesus has brought me to God. His cross broke me down. The rebellion is gone. I'm reconciled to God. His resurrection lifted me up. And now I love God and my Lord Jesus and want to live for Him. At His feet I lay my love, my life, my all, to glorify Him forever. Third, hath everlasting life. Life. This is a living reality and not just a talked of claim. A divine life is mine, for I have been born again, and that life moves me to live for God. By unceasing works of devoted service for the Lord, I show that I have life in Christ Jesus. Fourth, shall not come into condemnation. Having condemned myself in real repentance, and Christ having been condemned for me as He took my place and bore my sins, God has acquitted me. The guilt and condemnation of my sins are forever gone. If Satan tries to bring up my case again, God has justified. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. But for those who have not condemned themselves and have not repented, all such shall be brought into judgment for their sins and shall be found bitterly guilty. Fifth, is passed from death unto life. Once dead in trespasses and in sins, but now living in Christ Jesus. No longer a dead fish going with the stream, but a living fish going against the current of this wicked world, knowing the reality of a new life within and showing a newness of life without, with all things having passed away and all things having become new. And all is mine now, right now, and shall be mine forever. Neighbor, this is God's sure salvation, and it can be certainly yours right now. How? It comes by hearing the voice of the Son of God. Open your Bible to John 5 and verses 24 and 25. Get down on your knees before Him and cry, "Speak, Lord Jesus, for thy servant heareth." You must hear His word as spoken to you. Linger in His presence until you know you have had that personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ and you have passed from death unto life. Then it will be sure and certain for you. God's sure salvation and you for certain knowing that all is yours in Christ. It'll be just as Jesus said it would. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Neighbor, nothing less will do. He alone can call you out of death into life, and you must hear His voice speaking to you. To quote a Bible verse will not do. A personal experience with the living Lord and Savior you must have. I repeat that. The Lord Jesus alone can call you out of death into life, and you must hear His voice speaking to you. To quote a Bible verse will not do. A personal experience with the living Lord and Savior you must have. Don't settle for less. If you will be sure and certain now and forever. The living God makes His presence known and felt. I do not see Him with my two eyes. I do not hear Him with my two ears. I do not feel His hands on me. But in my soul, my inner being, I feel His presence. And as I call on the Lord Jesus to save me, I hear His tender response to my cry of despair. And as I look to Him in faith to meet all my deep need, the Holy Spirit reveals to me the fullness of my Savior, finishing the work of salvation as He bore my sins on Calvary's cross, and then in resurrection as He triumphed over death and Satan, And as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he ascended to heaven. My fears all go. My faith has found its anchor for my soul, both sure and steadfast, certain beyond a doubt. In joy I cry, I am my Lord's, and he's mine forever. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I have passed from death unto life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Neighbor, don't settle for less. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.